Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
I'm sure you're unhappy with some of the mistakes and some of the sloppiness in that football game. I'm wondering, are you surprised by it? Did you expect more, or did you have some pre-indication that maybe there would be some issues on opening day?
Well, football is not necessarily a game of perfection, but I think the big ones, like the turnovers, I mean, I thought we did a decent job with the penalties, but the turnovers were the, you know, one thing that really held us back from scoring more points and really allowed them to score their points. So it was a big part of the game. I mean, if you take away the turnovers, and, you know, it's a different outcome, but, I mean, that's pretty much every football game. I'm sure a lot of the games around the league yesterday, a lot of them hinged on turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ours was one that, you know, we turned it over, we didn't play great, and, you know, we really allowed them an opportunity to stay in the game and obviously be ahead in the fourth quarter. We needed to make a lot of good plays there at the end to overcome them.
Tom, how does the conversation sound between Bill Belichick and Ridley after that fumble, and does it sound the same way when Bill talks to you after yours?
I didn't talk to him after either one, so I don't really know. But, you know, he doesn't like turnovers, and he lets us know, he stresses it every single day that, you know, the things we have to do to, you know, protect the football and protect the lead and being smart, being physical, eliminating turnovers is all so important to winning games. And you know, we just didn't do a great job of that.
Tom, Kimbrell Tompkins was out there for 91 snaps, and it appeared, you know, to us on TV, you know, from a layman's perspective, that he was not on the same page with you, that he was zigging when you were zagging. Was that the case, and specifically in the end zone when he stopped dragging across the back of the end zone? You made the throw. You looked pretty frustrated. Was he supposed to keep going?
I'll watch the tape, you know, on that, and there's things that we can all do better, and it's not, you know, just one player. It's not just KT. It's all of us that, you know, have to work harder to communicate, to, you know, be on the same page. And when you're in, you know, the first week of the year, there's a lot of things that, you know, we can do better. There's a lot of things that, you know, that aren't right yet. And, you know, not that you're going to expect everything to be perfect. I mean, there's my first time really playing a meaningful game with, you know, a lot of these guys. So these are things that you learn under fire, and you got to end up, you know, going through them and learning from them, and hopefully you can be, you know, better every single week out there.
You said you were surprised that that Amendola came out in the second half and then had a great second half. Was the first indication you had that he was going to play when he's in the huddle? Is that how that, or on the sideline? How do you find that out? And really tell us how surprised you were, because generally, groins, you don't shake those off at halftime, do you?
No, I mean, he was battling all week to get out there, and he fought really hard to do it, and, you know, got out there and bothered him enough in the first half where he went out, but he really, you know, fought hard to, you know, showed a lot of mental and physical toughness to get out there to, you know, play in the second half. And what a great second half he played. It was just awesome.
Is this going to be life, do you think, Tom, with Ridley? Is this something that's going to be in his head? Is this something you're concerned about now going forward here?
I have no idea. I mean, look, we're all trying to do a great job, and we're trying to be accountable and be dependable for the team. So it's not like, you know, anyone ever wants to go out and not do the right thing or make physical mistakes or certainly make mental mistakes. It's just you know, sometimes it's you know, that's just the way it goes. But we all have to be mentally tough enough to bounce back when things really don't go our way. And it's just that's how football is. It's like I said, you're not going to go out in week one and go, man, you know, we're really, you know, we got everything figured out at this point. I mean, we have a lot of football. We got, you know, teams are very different from week to week. Games are very different game to game, depending on the level of execution. And, you know, we just have to go out and do a better job executing next week as an offense. I mean, our defense played great, which was, you know, really saved us all day. You know, hopefully we can keep relying on those guys to keep doing what they've done.
Tom, I know you loathe all turnovers, but the fumble versus the interception. Did you hate the fumble more than the pick? You are fumble. Snap.
Yeah, I mean, it's one that you never, you know, expect to happen. Mm. So that's, no, those ones are ones we can totally eliminate and should never really come up. So that's, you know, that should never happen.
Technical football question. Did Gronk and Hernandez make life easier for West last year? More room, fewer defenders?
Well, I mean, the better football players you have on a team, you know, the better you're going to be. So, no, those were two really spectacular football players, and three, if including Wes, and you know, all those guys really fed off of each other. So the more, you know, really great football players you have on a team, you know, the more it's going to be open
right.
for everybody. So we, you know, we're working to get to that point. I mean, there's a lot of time and energy spent with all those players to get to that point. So you know, that's it's hard to expect the level of execution to be what it was with guys that you've never done that with before. So that's what we're trying to get to. And the more we can practice, the more we play, the more mistakes you make early, hopefully the more we learn from them so that we don't make them again. And that's, if we keep making them, then we're not going to win a lot of games. So, you know, we got to do a good job correcting the mistakes and, you know, doing a lot better job of it going forward.
Well, the reason I asked whether your tight ends last year created more space, fewer defenders for Welker, it would seem to me that in absence of those guys, with those guys' absence, that the job will be harder for Amendola to get done and be as productive as Wes was.
Well, I mean, I think if the level of production from it really can be any player. It doesn't necessarily have to be the other tight ends, but I mean, if the outside receiver position, the perimeter receivers produce a lot, mm-hmm. then there's more space. If the running game, you know, if we're good in the running game, then we produce more there. If our you know, other tight ends are more productive, then, you know, all of it is, you know, about spreading the ball around and finding your matchups. So, you know, if you throw to only one guy on the team, that's where their coverage is going to be. So if you happen to be that one guy, you're going to be in a rough spot all year. You know, I think the idea of offensive football is to keep them off balance, to really not allow them to key in on one thing that we're doing, that we're good in a lot of areas, so they have to defend a lot of areas. You know, the more areas they have to defend, then, you know, the more matchups we're going to have, and then the more matchups we have, you know, the more times we can get the ball to a particular player. So that's just, you know, good, solid football. That's how you win over the course of a long season, not just getting it to one guy.
Are you afraid you might be asking too much of Danny Amendola? I mean, he made seven catches in the second half, just some real gutsy plays over the middle. Can he do that again Thursday night, Tom?
I mean, who's ever out there has to execute and make gutsy catches and gutsy plays. So I think, you know, that's what Danny's done since he's got here, is, you know, been able to find different find different open spots and zones and catch the ball in traffic, make diving catches, and he's done such a great job of that. So that's, that's a really positive, thing that Danny brings to our offense. So, you know, the more often that he can do that, the better it's going to be for us. We'll see how it goes over the course of the year.
But here's, if you'll allow me, one more Welker compare. Maybe we'll be done with them for the rest of the year after this one. Welker comparisons. To me, Tom, I don't know about you, but Welker was a freak. I've never seen a tougher, more durable player in all my years of watching football. It seems like it's asking too much for Amendola to do that same thing, to take those same hits and still get up and get in the huddle every single time. Isn't Danny Amendola just a mere mortal? I'm not sure Welker was.
Well, I think, you know, there was... Yeah, there's no question, you know, how tough, you know, Wes was to line up every week. I mean, that takes a lot of mental and physical toughness to do that, a lot of preparation over the course of the off season. That was a great ability. That's the reason why you have that kind of production. I mean, you can't produce, 100-plus catches in eight games. I mean, you need to play 16 weeks to have the kind of production that Wes has, or some of these other really players that, you know, who rush for a lot of yards or for, you know, that's the idea is to, you know, be out there every week so you have a chance to help the team and produce. So it is. I mean, that was part of a great strength of Wes, his ability to be out there on the field to help us win. You know, but that's what we're hoping everybody can do. We're hoping, you know, when Gronk gets back, that's the way Gronk's going to be. That's the way that, you know, the Dobson and Boyce, and that's the only way to improve is when you get out there and actually go through things and do them, and you do them really well.
You were 4 of 17 for 42 yards in the pick when you were throwing to the three rookies. I know you've talked a lot in the preseason about staying patient with these guys and growing pains. Are you going to be able to do that? Are you going to be able to stay patient as these guys sort of figure it out?
Well, we're gonna do whatever we need to do to win. So I think that's if you know, I'm gonna try to always find the open guy and find the open matchup, and that's, you know, that's ultimately what I'm gonna try to do. So it's not whoever it ends up being. I mean, I have a lot of confidence in the guys that were out there yesterday. It's just we got to do a better job executing.
Tom, clearly that fourth quarter sack, the design was not to have Tompkins and Edelman slow dancing together in the end zone. Was that the reason you were sacked? Second part of the question is, I know you haven't looked at the film yet, did you consider running it at a certain point?
Yeah, I did, and I thought that's probably what I should have done. So, you know, obviously when it didn't go well, I mean, there's things that I could definitely do better, and that was one area that would have helped a lot for us to have been able to make that type of play. So, you know, hopefully we can do that, you know, going forward.
Hey, Tom, I'm not trying to beat on the rookie here, but Tompkins looked so good in preseason, and so many people said, wow, he seems to have this simpatico with Tom already, and they were kind of shocked by it. Yesterday, not so much. Do you attribute some of that to the bright lights of opening day and a rookie with his eyes wide open saying, wow, this is for real, the ammo's live?
You know, it's hard really to simulate game action. It's hard to simulate, you know, the adjustments that are made, the speed of the game. I mean, yesterday, you know, for both teams, and for us and the Bills, neither team really knew how we were going to play the game. So you really, you know, you don't know how you're going to attack each other. You don't know how you're going to, you know, the strategy of the game. So, you know, as the season goes along, you have better ideas of how those things are going to play out. But, you know, all of us are, like I said, all of us are trying to, you know, be real. It's hard to, you know, look in week one to go out there and, you know, play the best game you're going to play all season. Yeah, that's possible. But, you know, we have a lot of football left, and we have a lot of things to learn from, a lot of things to grow from. And, you know, the strength of our team will be defined, you know, over the next couple months. You know, we really don't know those things right now. We're going to try to get there as fast as we can, but usually it takes a while for those things to play out.
Is a Thursday night game at the beginning of the year, is that a test of a team's, you know, mental toughness? I know it's a test of their physical toughness. Do you feel like it's a difficult thing to do? Is the human body designed to play two NFL games in 4 days?
Well, it's a quick turnaround. There's no doubt about that. It's mental just as much physical. I mean, there's natural body soreness from the first game of the year. I mean, we ran 95 plays yesterday. I mean, most teams run 65 to 70.
Right.
So, you know, we ran a lot of plays. You know, a lot of guys, you're going to have to work hard to get the right kind of rehab this week and the right kind of treatment so that your body physically is prepared, and then spend as much time mentally as you can to get ready for the Jets, which are a very difficult scheme. So we got our hands full, and, you know, we're going to try to put everything we can into it, and then after that, you know, we have 10 days to prepare for the next team. So there's give and take. I mean, look, if you can win the game, then it's a big positive for the team. So hopefully we can draw from our experience in this last game, and look, no matter what situation we're in, we got to make the plays at critical moments to win the game. So that's what we have to do, and that's that's what we're going to try to do.
Well, as I always tell myself, Tom, as we wrap this up with a 3:45 wake-up call set, sleep fast. So I guess in your terms, heal fast, think fast. It's just a couple of days away with the Jets.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Tom Brady with Dennis and Callahan. Good luck, Tom. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Tom Brady with Dennis and Callahan.